Welcome to Salad with a Side of Fries. I'm your host, Jen Trepik, talking wellness and weight loss for real life. We're here to clear up the myths, misinformation, bad science, and marketing to teach you how to eat and how to cheat. Are you ready? I'm having salad with a side of fries. This week, we're talking about CoQ10. So this is short for coenzyme Q10. And I mentioned this briefly at the beginning of the year with our heart health episode, but it's been coming up in a few different conversations lately, so I figured let's discuss it. So fundamentally, CoQ10, which is short for coenzyme Q10, fuels the mitochondria of our cells, right? So if we go back to like seventh grade science, right, mitochondria is the powerhouse of every cell. So like the battery, mitochondria produces the energy and protects cells from oxidative damage. So think like inflammation, right? And protecting our cells also even against pathogens. So really important because improper cell function is a root cause of many illnesses and diseases, right? So CoQ10 found in every cell of the body. We see the most CoQ10 in cells of organs with the greatest energy demands. So think heart, kidneys, lungs, liver, your muscles, right? So getting geeky for a hot second. CoQ10 is a two-part compound that's composed of a long fat-soluble isoprenoid tail that anchors the molecule in the inner membrane of the mitochondria, and quinine that's capable of accepting and transferring electrons through a portion of the respiratory chain. So the Q stands for quinine, and the 10 stands for the number of isoprenoid units in the tail portion of the molecule. Okay, so back to English, right? Essentially, what we see is that there's a connection between the number of disease states, a number of disease states, and low levels of coenzyme Q10. So it's not totally clear if one led to the other, right? We don't know if it's a causal relationship, but we do see a correlation. So either way, it seems to me it's something that we should really pay attention to. And, you know, there's tons of research showing that CoQ10 offers a breadth of health benefits. And so I know you're all thinking, what are these diseases that are connected to low CoQ10? So heart disease, brain disorders, diabetes, a variety of cancers. So I want to go through a little bit with you of the research. And the thing here, right, is that our body produces its own CoQ10, but that decreases with age. And then there's other factors that can cause CoQ10 deficiency. Some of those would be if you have a vitamin B6 deficiency, there are genetic conditions that impact our body's production of CoQ10 and our use of CoQ10. Disease causing increased demands on tissue in the body, mitochondrial diseases, oxidative stress, right? This is a big one. And the other massive one is side effects from a certain class of cholesterol lowering drugs. And so basically these drugs that are designed to stop your body from producing cholesterol also stop our body from producing CoQ10. So I'm going to try to like contain myself here because this is a big one for me. Like your doctor's not going to tell you this. You can also ask your pharmacist. It's just kind of funny because I think the meds that are designed to support our heart stop the production of the energy for our cells and in particular muscle cells. And our heart is a giant muscle. So like I have a hard time wrapping my brain around this. But so I'll get off my soapbox. Two studies that I think are interesting to note. So one study on 420 people with heart failure were treated with CoQ10 for 2 years and showed improvement in their symptoms and reduced their risk of dying from heart problems. Another study treated 641 people with either CoQ10 or a placebo for a year. At the end of the study, the CoQ10 group had been hospitalized less frequently for worsening heart failure and had fewer serious complications. And then related to the muscle stuff, so abnormal mitochondrial function can reduce muscle energy, making it hard for muscles to contract efficiently and sustain exercise. We see in studies that CoQ10 may help exercise performance by decreasing that oxidative stress in the cell and improving the mitochondrial function. And there are studies that show improvement in power and endurance during exercise and then reducing fatigue after activity. Separate from the cardiovascular health stuff, another factor that changes with age is fertility. And CoQ10 is actually involved there too. So the natural slowing of the body's own CoQ10 production makes the body less effective at protecting the eggs from oxidative stress or oxidative damage. So it seems that CoQ10 supplementation can support egg quality and quantity. And similarly for men, sperm quality. So sperm are susceptible to the effects of oxidative damage. And sometimes before that can, you know, decrease sperm count and or sperm quality. So studies show that supplementing with CoQ10 may improve sperm quality, activity, and concentration. Then we go to our skin. So we talk about it all the time. Our skin is our largest organ. Given that CoQ10 acts like an antioxidant inside our cells and increases energy production, it may protect our skin cells from damage caused by both internal and external factors. So there's research to show that CoQ10 applied topically to the skin can actually do this. And, you know, we think, you know, skin cancer is actually one of the cancers that seems to be more prevalent in those with low levels of CoQ10. Then we get to the brain, right? Appropriate to today's conversation. So CoQ10 also impacts the brain in that, right? Mitochondria, again, the main source of energy for the brain. If the mitochondria aren't functioning properly, people may experience low energy and potentially severe head discomfort. Right, so CoQ10 has been shown to improve mitochondrial function and help decrease the inflammation that may occur during migraines. There are studies showing that CoQ10 also helped not just the severity of migraines, but the frequency of migraines, which is interesting. And then further on brain health, we can think about diseases of the brain that we typically see as we age, as CoQ10 production slows. So there's some research connecting Alzheimer's and Parkinson's with total mitochondrial dysfunction. So I think, you know, even before such an extreme state, right, we might notice an impact on memory or, you know, physical function or some other sort of cognition that gives us an indication that maybe we're headed in that direction. And then finally, and maybe most relevant to the kinds of things that we talk about most here, is that there's evidence connecting insulin resistance to abnormal mitochondrial function. So CoQ10 can improve insulin sensitivity. People with diabetes show low levels of CoQ10. A study on people with type 2 diabetes showed significantly reduced fasting blood sugar and reduced hemoglobin A1C with supplementation of CoQ10 for 12 weeks. So fundamentally, right, we see CoQ10 is helping fight oxidative stress, which impacts not only the cell function, but the cell structure. And that is essentially the root of all symptom, illness, and disease. So how can we get CoQ10, right? Let's make this actionable. So foods where you can get CoQ10, organ meats like, you know, liver and kidney, some muscle meats like pork, beef, and chicken. Personally, I'm not one for eating the organ meat, but whatever. Right? Not so great. Fatty fish, so like trout, herring, mackerel, sardines. Fruits and veggies, you can choose spinach, cauliflower, broccoli, oranges, and strawberries. Or other plant-based sources, soybeans, lentils, peanuts, sesame seeds, pistachios. So you can sprinkle these foods, you know, into your everyday life. And then if you want to consider supplementation, doses of somewhere around like 30 to 60 milligrams are like a maintenance serving. Some can go up to 200 milligrams or more. Some of these studies, you know, looking at it as a treatment, had like 500 or even 1200 milligrams given to the participants of the study. And I would say, you know, speak with your healthcare practitioner and your pharmacist, right? It's a fat-soluble nutrient. So we recommend taking it with food. Since your body doesn't really store CoQ10, though, it's also recommended to take it daily to actually see the benefits. There are no known toxic side effects when ingested by humans or animals. At the same time, oh, I should tell you, it is listed in the 42nd edition of the Physician's Desk Reference as a replacement therapy for nutrients, and no adverse reactions are listed there. There are no safety guidelines established for CoQ10 during pregnancy or lactation. So always talk to your healthcare provider. Always talk to your pharmacist. The one I take is 100 milligrams of CoQSol CF. That CF means crystal free, and that provides enhanced bioavailability. I take it every day with lunch. So just I'll throw a link to that one in the chat. In the show notes. Link in the chat, like we're in a webinar. I'll throw a link to the CoQ10 I take in the show notes if you want to try that one. But there you have it, my friends. CoQ10. Chell, thank you again for joining us. Just appreciate you. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. As always, I'm your host, Jen Trepik. Connect with me on Instagram at Jen Trepik, JenTrepek. Actually, all the social medias that handle, Facebook, TikTok, all the places. Send me a message. Let me know your key takeaways, any ideas or questions. This is also the easiest way to learn more about working with me. And there's more information about that too on our website, asaladwithasideoffries.com. Of course, if you're not already a member, join our membership program by going to glow.fm/saladwithasideoffries to show your support for this podcast, this community, and above all, your health. You'll get this week's recipe for the chickpea and harissa soup. So until next week, everybody, remember, it starts with you, and you are your own best expert.
Well, friends, that's it for today's episode of Salad with a Side of Fries. Congratulations for making yourself and your health a priority. Thanks so much for joining us. Be sure to click subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast platform. Share us with a friend, and we'll be back next week. Always remember, you deserve it, and you are worth it. Happy healthy.